Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Backseat Sapphic Love, written by Jamie of Jamie's Erotica, read by Tabitha Rain. Ella's stop was first, and mine was after that. Still, it was a 30-minute taxi ride until we would say goodnight. We'd just come from our work summer party. We were both a little tipsy, and there was an elephant in the room, or taxi to be precise. Ella was our new receptionist and had only been with the company for about 6 weeks. I was 22 and Ella was younger still, at 20. We were both straight, or so we thought, and we'd both fancied each other. Well, I fancied her and I was pretty sure she felt the same. There had been a bit of flirting and catching each other looking and guilty blushes. Being straight as we obviously were, nothing was ever going to happen, of course. And that's why I put my hand on her leg in the back of the taxi, because nothing's going to happen, so why not? Totally logical. It was just a friendly gesture. And she didn't move my hand or shuffle away or anything, which didn't mean we were into each other in that way, of course. So when she shuffled a little closer and put her hand on top of mine, it was all totally cool, nothing to see here, really nothing. Her bare leg was warm under her short summer dress and I felt a familiar tingle between my legs. So I squirmed a little in my seat and squeezed my thighs together. We talked about what happened at the party, inane gossip really, but the slight quaver in her voice and the unnecessary polite laughs betrayed us. Ella swiveled a little to angle her knees more towards me, and I allowed the movement to dislodge my hand so that it slid a little further up and inwards. My fingertips were now resting on the inside of her thigh. My heart pounded as I moved my fingertips against the silky soft skin. Within my peripheral vision, I could see Ella watching my hand and then tilt her head to look at my face. I turned to look at her and ever so naturally, ever so normally, we leaned in and our lips met. The angle sitting side by side was awkward, so we both swiveled to face each other enough to facilitate a heart-stopping, gentle and erotic kiss. Ella's lips and tongue teased my own, her long red hair was fragrant with her perfume, and I could see through the thin material of her dress that her nipples were hard. So were mine. I felt as though my whole body were tingling. My hand had not moved away, and now I did move it, replacing it with the other, which was now at a better angle to venture further up Ella's thigh. She shuddered at my touch as my fingers slowly made their way up. She placed her hand on my breast, gingerly at first uncertain, but growing more assured moment by moment. Ella shuffled in her seat, adjusting enough to enable her to open her legs just enough. Taking this as my signal, my hand completed its journey and I felt my fingertips brush the silky fabric of her knickers. With a jolt of excitement, I realised that she was very wet, perhaps as wet as I knew myself to be. Ella put her hand on my thigh too, but there was insufficient room and angle to move her hand to my pussy, so she contented herself with stroking my inner thigh, which was frankly almost enough to send me to heaven on its own. I stroked away softly at her fabric-covered pussy, growing wetter by the moment. Ella shifted and breathed out a little sigh of delight. I was reminded of the driver and glanced in his direction. He must have seen what was going on. There was no way he couldn't. but he remained focused on the road. Continuing to kiss, I hooked a couple of fingertips around the edge of Ella's panties and pulled them to one side. I replaced them with my fingertips and began to slowly stroke away at her silken folds, wetting my fingers. Her little clitoris was hard, and I found it immediately, making her gasp again and grip my thigh. I continued with what I was doing since it seemed to be received so well. Ella's kisses were becoming fiercer, but less focused and interspersed with little bouts of panting. I withdrew my hand for a moment, overcome with the urge to taste her. I lifted my fingers to my lips and sucked each one as she watched. All wide eyes and flushed cheeks, so, so sexy. I returned my hand and shifted all of my focus on our little hard clit and thrummed my fingertips over it as lightly as I could, but slowly increasing the tempo. Suddenly, the grip on my thigh increased. It was almost painful, and those soft lips were pressed hard against mine as Ella's chest heaved against me, her back arched. She was doing her best to stifle the noise, and I got the impression that if we'd been alone, that she would have been very vocal about her orgasm. As she came back down, we made ourselves decent. The taxi driver was either incredibly unobservant or very discreet. Or perhaps this sort of thing happened so much that he was nonplussed about it. The taxi pulled up outside the flats where Ella lived. Before she exited, she took my hand. "My boyfriend's away on a boys' weekend, you know. It's just me at home. You could come in if you liked and maybe stay over. Besides, I think I might owe you something." She blushed again, and I thought that there was nothing I would want more. I told the driver I'd be getting out here. "Thank you," and paid him his fare. He smiled. If you liked this, you can find more of Jamie's amazing work at jamieserotica.com. More of me at tabitharain.com and more hot stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.